Hello. You probably didn't expect to hear an Italian opera start with such a recognizably English word, but this is La Fanciulla del West, or The Girl of the Golden West, Giacomo Puccini's seventh opera. My name is Andrew Davis. I'm the music director of Lyric Opera of Chicago, and today I'm going to speak to you about Puccini's Spaghetti Western. The idea of an Italian opera set in a California mining town during the gold rush may strike you as odd. Most of the standard operatic repertoire dates from the 19th century and was written by composers for whom the United States was only slightly less foreign than Patagonia. Puccini's third opera, Manon Lescaut, had an act set in America, but only after a fashion. The hero and heroine are dying of thirst out in the well-known deserts of Louisiana. At the beginning of the 20th century, Americans could point to the beginnings of an operatic tradition. Mozart's librettist, Lorenzo da Ponte, had spent the last third of his life in New York, teaching Italian and promoting opera. Soprano Adelina Patti sang at the opening of the Auditorium Theatre in Chicago in 1889, and the Metropolitan Opera was formed in 1880. But, with the exception of the Met in New York, American opera was a pick-up affair. The United States was not the provinces. It didn't rate that high. And yet, no one was predicting an American century in 1901, but as it dawned, American economic and political power was beginning to make itself felt on the international scene. In the hope of establishing a cultural tradition worthy of the new country, the Met imported the Italian conductor Arturo Toscanini. Enrico Caruso, also a Met regular, was making the recordings that would turn him into a household name throughout the Republic. And now the Metropolitan Opera was to commission the most famous opera composer of the day to write a new piece for the 1910 season. It would be conducted by Toscanini with Caruso as the lead tenor and the almost as famous Czech soprano Emmy Destin as prima donna. The most famous composer of the day was, of course, Giacomo Puccini, who had replaced the aging Giuseppe Verdi as the Italian champion against the Germans. Patriotic Italians had spent the last 30 years wringing their hands, alternately over the triumph of the German opera school under Wagner and the problem of who would carry the torch for Italy after Verdi. Puccini's successes with La Bohème, Tosca and Madama Butterfly had settled the latter question. Subject matter for the Met Commission was left to the composer. Certainly Puccini felt no pressure to use an American subject. He toyed with setting a French play, La Femme et le Pantin. Puccini was looking for something interesting and exotic. Bohème and Tosca had been set in familiar European capitals, but for Madama Butterfly he drew inspiration from the Far East, setting a touching story about a naive Japanese girl abandoned by a heartless American. For the new opera, Puccini ultimately settled on a play by David Belasco, the American theatre director and entrepreneur who had also written the play Madame Butterfly, on which the opera was based. Belasco was a stickler for realism in his productions. He once built a working laundromat on stage, and he'd been known to put perfumes in the theatre's air shafts to create appropriate smells. The centerpiece of his Madame Butterfly play was a long lighting effect, simulating the rising of the sun while Chocho San waits for Pinkerton to return. Since Belasco grew up in California, one would expect The Girl of the Golden West to have an even more authentic ring to it. Authenticity was not a requirement for Puccini, but the composer's delight in local colour is evident from the first in Fanciulla. First, there is the use of the English greeting, hello, to open the opera, even though the opera is in Italian. Then we have a bartender with the very un-Italianate moniker of Nick. Sometimes that comes out as Nick on stage. Even the title is exotic to an Italian ear. West is not an Italian word. In Italy, the sun sets not in the west, but in the ovest. The letter W is not even part of the Italian alphabet. After Butterfly, one would expect the composer to have an interest in capturing genuine American musical sounds, even without the motivation that the audience at the premiere was going to be American. Puccini may have been composing for a New York audience, but he was always an Italian composer, writing in a centuries-old tradition. Belasco's play was called The Girl of the Golden West because it was set in California. The Golden West was, and for that matter still is, a nickname for California, but La Fanciulla dell'Ovest Dorato was not exotic. It was cumbersome. And having just spiritually returned from the Far East in Madama Butterfly, Puccini was now focusing on the American West writ large, not anything so mundane as an actual place. Fanciulla is a sprawling piece, filled with beautiful music, but, as we shall see, it's also a complicated one, affected both by events in the composer's personal life and larger trends in opera.